King Charles says an Australian republic is up to the people, date modified colon 2024-10-12T09:56:18.148Z, description colon ahead of a royal visit. King Charles says it is up to the Australian people to decide if they want to be a republic, comma dot. King says a republic is up to Australian people, Reuters. King Charles will begin his visit to Australia next week. King Charles has confirmed that it is up to the Australian people to decide whether the country remains a constitutional monarchy or becomes a republic. Ahead of the King's visit to Australia next week, the Australian Republic Movement exchanged letters with Buckingham Palace officials, writing on the King's behalf. Correspondence from the palace, first revealed by the Daily Mail, says that whether Australia becomes a republic is a matter for the Australian public to decide. The future of the monarchy in Australia is likely to be an issue during the royal visit by King Charles and Queen Camilla, which includes events in Sydney and Canberra. King's Australia trip is biggest since cancer diagnosis. Australia puts republic referendum plan on hold. The letter sent by palace officials restates the existing position, rather than marking any new change in policy, and Buckingham Palace is not saying anything further to the letter's contents. But it is an amicable exchange, following a request by a group campaigning for a republic to have a meeting with the King during his visit. "The King appreciated that you took the time to write and asked me to reply on his behalf," says the letter from Buckingham Palace to the Australian Republic Movement, written in March. "Please be assured that your views on this matter have been noted very carefully. His Majesty, as a constitutional monarch, acts on the advice of his ministers, and whether Australia becomes a republic is therefore a matter for the Australian public to decide." The letter adds that the King and Queen have a deep love and affection for Australia, and your thoughtfulness in writing as you did is warmly appreciated. A referendum on the issue was held in Australia in 1999, where people voted to remain a constitutional monarchy. Earlier this year, Australia's government said plans for another referendum were not a priority. But campaigners for a republic argue that Australia's head of state shouldn't be the monarch but someone chosen by Australians. When the King's visit was announced, Isaac Jeffrey of the Australian Republic Movement said, "While we respect the role the royals have played in the nation to date, it's time for Australia to elect a local to serve as our head of state. Someone who can work for Australia full-time." It is a campaign that has commended King Charles as an individual but is opposed to the role of the monarchy in Australia. "We re keen to tell him we ll stay in the Commonwealth and a republic is about us, not about him or his family," said Mr. Jeffrey. The visit to Australia will be the King's biggest trip since his cancer diagnosis earlier this year. His only other international trip since then has been to France for D-Day commemorations. His treatment is expected to be paused during the trip, which after Australia will include attending a Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Samoa. The visit, from 18 to October 26, will include a review of the Australian Naval Fleet in Sydney Harbour, attending a community barbecue, supporting environmental projects and meeting two award-winning cancer experts. This week it was also announced that in December King Charles will host a two-day state visit to the UK by the Emir of Qatar. "How has cancer changed King Charles's duties? He's got the moves. King tries Samoan dance. Royals really cost £510 million," anti-monarchists say. UK royal family King Charles III Australia.